For those of you who were not in Chicago last May, allow me to introduce myself. I am the president this year of the Philadelphia Society. My name is Midge Dechter. And it's very good to see you all. I know many of you, and the others of you I don't know, I hope to get to know. And it's especially good to see you in this city, Philadelphia, which calls itself the city of brotherly love. But it really ought to be called the city of triple good fortune. For one thing, though this country's brilliantly devised government was invented in this city, in the end, Philadelphia escaped the fate of becoming the country's political capital, which certainly is a necessary entity, but hardly what you might call an edifying scene from day to day. On the other hand, Philadelphia has also escaped the fate of a certain unnamed large city to the north, where I live, whose heavy penance these days is to be the cultural capital of the country. And thirdly, though a place positively heavy with history, Philadelphia has blessedly managed to escape becoming a piously desiccated monument. Now, Bill Campbell, to whom the Philadelphia Society owes pretty much everything, for those of you who don't know this, he is also our resident impresario, maker of films, imaginer of programs. He's about to give us word of the organization and to provide us with some special views. Bill.